It has now been 50 years since NASA, otherwise known as Not a Space Agency, or Never a Straight Answer, allegedly sent 6 successful manned missions to the moon. For these past 5 decades, skeptics and critical thinkers have completely exposed and debunked every aspect of these supposed moon landings, including their disappearing original Apollo video, audio, and telemetry data, their fake photographs, fake moon rocks, studio backdrops, studio props, studio lighting, studio wires, and edited videos. Thanks to mainstream media monopolies and heavy censorship, however, the majority of the population still believes men actually walked on the moon. Now, this week, in a bid to bedazzle a new generation of space junkies, NASA has allegedly sent another craft to the moon. Only this time, the NASA Artemis mission is unmanned and won't even land. That's right, 50 years of technological progress and innovation has passed since the crappy computers we had in the late 60s and early 70s, along with hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars given to NASA since then, and they still don't have the common decency to give us a good old-fashioned moon landing with trained actronauts. The fakery with the new NASA Artemis moon mission, as usual, was present right from the initial launch. Even though they try to pretend otherwise, the old adage, "What goes up must come down," applies to absolutely everything, including NASA's rockets. Every projectile shot straight upwards will eventually begin to arc, form a parabola, and come right back down to Earth, as evidenced by literally every rocket NASA has ever launched. These rockets are always shot with their arc facing the same direction, which just happens to be smack dab in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle. NASA says, of course, that the rockets are intentionally making this parabolic course so that gravity can somehow slingshot them into outer space, a completely unevidenced claim which their fanboys and fangirls just accept without question. For the skeptical, critical thinkers among us, however, a careful examination of the photo and video evidence proves that this is impossible. The extreme arc and angle, compared to the relatively short distance these rockets take on their parabolic course, shows they are clearly coming right back down to Earth. This is also apparent by the fact that shortly after the rockets are out of view from onlookers at Cape Canaveral, NASA always changes from showing live, real footage to nothing but CGI for the rest of the broadcast. Anyone watching the NASA Artemis launch live will have noticed the stark contrast from the clearly real footage being received for the first few minutes to the clearly fake CGI footage being shown for the next several hours. For the next several hours, NASA ushered in their usual brigade of high-fiving mission controllers interspersed with truly terrible computer graphics, which they never admit are fake and constantly praise and talk about as if they are watching a live video feed. Nobody bothers to ask why we can't have multiple live videos facing all directions for the entire flight. Why do we only get whatever little snippets NASA decides to share, rather than full, unedited footage from multiple angles for the entire duration of the flight? Even if it could not be broadcast live, we, the NASA taxpaying public, deserve to see the entire journey, unedited, from launch to landing. Of course, we have never and will never see such unedited footage, which would be simple to provide if these missions were real. After a few days, the first images and videos allegedly being sent back from the moon reached NASA, and the following footage is what they released to the public. Many of you can tell just by looking that this is not genuine and is clearly CGI, but many others will swear until they are blue in the face that this is authentic footage. The reality is, though, that it is easily proven to be fake, doctored footage with just a little knowledge of video editing software. By adjusting the brightness and contrast levels, and gradually removing the hues that comprise black from the background, small square artifacts begin to appear around the objects in the video. As you can see, the Earth, Moon, and craft all have these markings, which are only present in doctored footage. In real, genuine, authentic footage, without any manipulation or editing, these artifacts will not appear anywhere, no matter how you adjust the hues, brightness, or contrast. This is a clear smoking gun against NASA, but not the first time they have been exposed for the same trick. The many Earthrise images NASA has released since the Apollo times up to present day have been analyzed and criticized for the exact same kind of fakery. Unfortunately, this important information continues to be swept under the conspiracy theory carpet by the manipulated masses, while charlatan organizations like NASA receive endless amounts of undue praise and tax money. Meanwhile, anyone who attempts to expose and debunk their nonsense is censored and banned. In fact, my previous two documentaries on this subject have now both been scrubbed from YouTube, but I will provide links below to The NASA Moon and Mars Landing Hoaxes and 20 Proofs NASA Faked the Moon Landings.